Herkes şey yok 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 alır pasık al faykram işte ve diğer akşam elat mı olmaya demor akşam calls to Moshe and Hashem spoke to him from the Olmo it said Rashi says faykram Moshe l'chol ha-divros l'chol amiros l'chol tivuim kon makriya calling preceded every statement every saying and every commandment l'shon chibah it's l'shon of affection l'shon shemach hasharis misham shabot it's the language of the They call each other Saint Kadosh, but the non-Jewish prophets arrive at Tumah. Hashem appears to them as in the language of transitoriousness and impurity. Hashem happened upon Bilam. The voice came and reached Moshe's ears, but the Jews did not hear. One might have been able to think that there was a calling at breaks. You know, there are different breaks in the Torah. So Tamalo, the Torah says Vaydaber. Ladibur Haisakriya, which means the speaking when the Torah says that Hashem spoke to Moshe, there was a calling. Vlovakus went after the breaks. Mahaya Psakus Misham Misham. What happened during these breaks when Hashem stopped speaking? You take Rebecca Moshe responding for allow Moshe to think. In partial parish between each parish in the Torah. When in between each different topic, all the more so for a student to a rabbi or ordinary person to another ordinary person, there has to be breaks to process and contemplate. You love. The line is Aaron to exclude Aaron. Rabbi Yehuda ben Masira, Mary Yehuda ben Masira says, Dibros never Torah Moshe Aaron. There are 13 commandments or statements that Hashem speaks to Moshe Aaron. Who connect them with Shol Shasrei Mi'utim, and similarly there are 13 exclusions. And this is one of them. L'amnucha shalul Aaron Amru to tell us that it wasn't Aaron that Hashem spoke to. El Moshe Shiom al Aaron. Hashem spoke to tell Aaron. Ve'elu hain shloshah semitun. These are the 13 exclusions. Daber ito in the Bamidbar. Midaber ilah by the Marilah. And v'no'ati l'cha. Kul m'teras kohan. They're all in the Medrash. Ve'ochol yishmu eskol adibur. You might have thought that Yisrael would hear the sound of the speech. Tamal omar. Kol lo kol ilav. The call was to him. Meaning only to him, Moshe Shemei B'chol Yisrael Lo Shamu, Moshe, but none of the Jews were here as well. Me'ol Moed, Lamishay Kol Nefzak tells us the voice would be cut off, Elohi Yotze Chosloa, and Menachu Atzer Evi Ten. Yochol Mnei Shekol Mamash, you might feel like the voice is very low, Tamal Omer, Esakol, the voice is still strong, Ma'akol, what's the voice? Esakol, I'm Furish B'dilim, it's a Pasuk in Tehillim, it says, Kol Hashem B'koach, Kol Hashem B'hadar, Kol Hashem Shavar Arazim, it's very strong. Imke Lomen Amar Me'ol Moed, what's the significance of saying from the Ol Moed? Lamashay called Nifsa tells us the voice stopped miraculously after leaving the Mishkan, the tent. Kyotzbo similarly called Kanfeha Kruvim Nishma Adachatra Fitzonel. The sound of the wings of the Kruvim was heard up to the outer courtyard. Yachov Benesha called Nalachim after because the voice is very low. Kamalamar called Kelshakabi Dabro. Imke Lamanamar Adachatra Fitzon Shakim Shem Gia Sham. Hayan Nifsa, once it reached that point, it stopped. Meal Mondimor, the Yachov Mikol Abayas might have thought, that you can hear throughout the entire Mishkan. Tamal Omar mi'al kaporos. It's from the kaporos. The yachol mi'al kaporos. Kulo yimai for the entire kaporos. Tamal Omar min shnei kruvim between the two kruvim. Lemor seiva amar lehem tivrei kruvim. So it was lemor min say the words that are winning. Yishalchem ha'gin daber imi on your account. Hashem communicates to me. Shkei mitzin shkol shloshes all 30 years. Shal yishol min the midbar kiminudim. That the Jews were like communicating. Min haragim pelech sometimes in haragim anan. When Moshe didn't speak to Hashem, when all the men of the world of the war died, then Hashem spoke and saying, only then was the speech to me, because that's when all the people died in the Midbar, and for the new generation to come in. Go and tell them my words. And report back to me if they'll accept it. Moshe reports the words of the people, as in the beginning of in Shmos. Pasuk Beis. Daber al bnei Yisrael, speak to the Jews, v'amarta aleihem, and say to them, Adam, a person, ki akiv mikem korban l'Hashem, when he offers a korban to Hashem, min abehema, from an animal, min abakar, min atzon, from bakar, and so on, take your first one, you should bring your offering. Adam, ki akiv mikem, kishe yakiv, when he will bring, b'karbanos nedava, dibar ha'inyan, when he will bring, this topic discusses voluntary offerings, the pasuk of Parashas of Nedava. Adam, Lamanamar, what does it say? Why does it say Adam? Ma Adam Harishon lohi kriba min agazel. Just like Adam Harishon didn't bring from stolen things, shakol al yishalo, everything belonged to him. Afatem. So you too, lo sakivu negezah, don't steal from, don't take from the stolen objects. Wild animal too. Tamalomer bakar betzon, specifically cattle and flocks. Not all animals. Lotus a revei benira animal, excluding animals that are active or passive in bestiality. Minat bakar lotus a neva, excluding something that was worshipped. Minat tzon lotus a mukas, excluding things that were set aside for sacrifices for avodah zarah. Minat umihat tzon, the extra vav. Lotus a nogeach shem is excluding a going animal that killed the person. Alpi yechon, alpi balam, whether the witnesses are owner. Shomer when it says lamata min inin min habakar. Shein tam lomar. Why is that to say it? Lotus a treva to exclude a treva. And that's and this is an animal that's going to be prohibited to be eating. Means the plural of takrivu tells us that two or more can offer a ola as a partnership. Karban chem melamed shehi ba'al nidvas siwar. The karban can come as a voluntary community offering. He olas ketam esbeach, which is the same thing as the ola of the ketam esbeach, which is the dessert of the esbeach. Habar min ha'masoros, which comes from the extra funds. Pasuk gimel im ola karbanah, if the karban is an ola. Min ha'bakar zachar tum yakrivenu, should be from a male unblemished animal that should be offered from a bakar. El pesach ol moed, at the entrance of the ol moed yakrivo, so you should offer it. There's a no. In accordance to his will, of Hashem before Hashem. Rashi says, Zachar, lo nekeva, and not a nekeva. Kishu omer, Zachar lamata, when it says Zachar later on, Pasuk Yod, Shein tam lor, because that's what you say, because we already said it here, it's saying Zachar v'lo tumtum v'androgynous, excluding these two types of entities. Tamim, v'lo mum, without a blemish. Al pesach ol moed, Metafel b'habasol ad hazara. The owner stays with it until he enters the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash or the Mishkan. Ma'ahu omer yakriv yakrivu, yakriv yakriv. Why does it say yakriv twice? Afilo nisarva olas ruin ba'olas shemot. Even if two people's olas were mixed up, yakriv ko'ach l'shem yishu. The person should offer it according to whoever it may belong to. V'chein ola, meaning, as Mizrahi explains, he should offer it, apparently to imply that he should offer even offerings that have been mixed up with the other ones. In that situation, whoever performs the avodah makes a tanai. I'll bring the offering for whoever really is the owner. Chin ol b'chulin, similarly an ola with it, which is not holy, which is mixed up with the not holy animal, you create an achulin, so chin ola, sell that animal that's chulin for the purposes of the ola. Bahari kulin olos, and then you have two animals that are olos, sakib kol achulin, l'shem b'shir, then you offer both for whoever belongs to yachal, if you have a sakib, similarly my kod, if you have a kosher animal that was mixed up with an invalid, unfit animal, like it was used for idolatry, like we said before in the pasuk earlier. Oh, she ain't a or if it's not, it's kind, meaning it can't be brought this as the same carbon. Ola, it's not a male. Tamalomer, yakivenu. The pasuk says, yakivenu, they should bring it. To tell us that if it can't be brought up, then it cannot be offered as well. Yakivo, so malam shakopano, so you have to force him to bring it. Yachal ma'kochim, I thought you force him against his will. Tamalomer, let us know. It has to be according to his will, the offer as well. Hakitza, how is that possible? Kovron so Hashem rosa, and he has to say, I want to do it. As the pasuk says, the next pasuk, in smicha b'bama, there is no smicha when offering on a bama. That's what l'fnei Hashem is. L'fnei Hashem is specifically in the Ol Moed, not a bama. Pasuk dot v'samach yedal rosh ha'olah. He should lean his hands on the head of Olam, v'nitzalah v'chaper alav, and it will be considered a pleasing on his behalf and to atone for him. Rashi says, there's no Rashi. Pasuk, there Rashi says the following. Arosh Allah, Lhavi Olas Chova L'smicha, to include an Ola, which is obligatory to required in Smicha, Lhavi Olas Hatzon, and to include the Ola of the Tzon. And as the commentator says, the previous Pasuk has already said explicitly that the Ola, they're talking about an Ola. And our Pasuk, it says, Al Rosho, on its head, and would have been clear, we already know what it's referring to the head of the Ola. So, what's the Pasuk saying in Pasuk Arosh HaOlah? So Rashi is saying it's including the extra olos, which are not only voluntary but even obligatory, and also it's including the olas atzon. Ha'olal, proud olas of, excluding the ola of the birds. Benir tzalo should be considered a pleasing on his behalf. Amahu merat tzalo. So Rashi asks, for what does it please on his behalf? What's the pleasantness? Im tomar krisus umisus bezdin, if it's to bring for a kapara for things that he's chayv price for, or if he has chayv misin bezdin, or lashes, or anshan amar. We'd have the pasuk telling us in other places what he gets. But in meratze ela asay, it's only meratze only pleases him for an isra asay, or a lav which is fixed with a positive commandment. has a gerush shachar, ben abakar, and you should slaughter the male animal, bakar, listen to Hashem before Hashem, v'ekrivu b'nei Aaron ha-kohanim, asadam, and the sons of Aaron, the kohanim, shall offer the blood, zarku asadam al mezbeach tzviv, asher pesach ha-moed, and they should sprinkle the blood on the mezbeach around, at the end of the ha-moed. Rashi says, the shachar v'ekrivu ha-kohanim, the kabal v'elech, from kabal anan, mitzvah sakuna, it's when the kuna, the kohanim have to do it, l'mit shal shchiva shikshir bazar, tells us that before that, shchiva can be done by a kohen. V'nei Hashem ba'azara, by a kohen in the azara. That's what Hashem is. Ve'ikrivu zu kabal. This is referring to the accepting of the blood, receiving the blood. Shir Rishon, which is the first act after the shechita. Mashma lashon halacha. And implication is then the carrying it. L'manu shishtein b'nei Aaron must be that both have to be done by Aaron. B'nei Aaron yachol chalolim. Even if they're chalolim who are apostle kuna, chalolim or half kohanim. Not just biologically sons of Aaron, but specifically the ones who are eligible to be called kohanim. As Adam v'zorik as Adam, matam lamer dam dam shnei pam. They must say dam then twice in the pasuk. L'havi es shnis arva v'mino osher be'ino mino. To include blood which was mingled with it, mixed with its own kind, or not with its own kind, meaning not with the same carbon or different carbon. Yochel af v'psulim ma'efa, even if it's mixed up with blood of invalid carbonos, or b'chad tzapnimis, or with a chad that is offered inside on the mizbeach hazal, or b'chad tzachitonos, or even with the carbonos chadas which are brought on the mizbeach. Ha'ola, she'elu l'mala ve'elamata, because their blood services are done in different places. These are done on top, these are other ones are done on below. Tamalomer, b'makom acher, damo, its blood, specifically for its kind, that has the same avoda. And Tarku, omen l'mata, he stands below, v'zark min ha'kli, and he throws from the vessel, l'kosel ha'pnini, l'kosel ha'mizbeach, onto the walls of the mizbeach, l'mata, l'mikhorat sikra, under the red paint, which is the middle point, k'neged ha'zavios, opposite the corners, the kachamim is sabi. That's what's the sabi. Shu dama nosim ba'abu ruchas mizbeach. That's the four corners. When you have two, when you hit the two walls opposite each other, that's like hitting four walls. Oh, yachli akifin abechor. Or you might feel you have to go all around like a thread, like a wrap around, hand around all the sides of the wall. Walls of mizbeach. Tam lomer the zarku. You have to throw it. The after the hakif the zarku. You can't encircle an object by throwing it. The blood. So if he's a zarku, if it's a zarku yachli. One throwing is enough. It means all around. It puts two applications of blood, which are four on the mizbeach. But not the time when it has been dismantled. It has to be specifically when the olam is present. Pasuk about behave shit es ha'ola. You should skin the carbon olam. Tachas ochan zecha. Cut into pieces. Rashi says. What's the, again, significance of emphasizing the Ola? We're talking about this in the entire parasha. We're talking about the Ola already. Larbos is called Ola Tahafshid Matoch, and include all the carbonos Ola for the skinning, and don't think it's specifically a voluntary carbon that's used with Bakar, but it's any type of Ola. Also, not cutting its pieces into pieces, just cut it once. And that's sufficient. And that's what's required. Pasuk Zayin. Nasnu bin Aaron ha-kohanim eish al mizbeach. And the sons of Aaron, the kohen, should put fire on mizbeach. Rechlu etzim al eish, and they should arrange the wood on the fire. Rashi says, Nasnu eish af bisha eish redes min ha-shamayim. Even the fire came from heaven, so there wouldn't be need to make the fire. Mitzvah hava min ha-shamayim, there's still obligation to make it from a man-made fire. Bnei Aaron ha-kohanim. When he is in the state of kuna, but if the kohen gadol wore a bigdik hedjot, not the kohen gadol's garments, he is invalid in his avoda. Pasuk ches varchu bnei Aaron ha-kohanim, and the kohanim, the sons of Aaron, should arrange es ha-nesachim, the pieces of the head and the fat, al-tzim on the wood, al-sher al-eish, which is on the fire, sher al-mizbech, which is on the mizbech. She says bnei Aaron ha-kohanim, when they're also in their state of kuna, if the Bnei Aaron, the hedge serves with the eight begadim of the Kohen Gadol, so he's also disqualified. The head is not included in skinning. It got cut off through slaughtering. Therefore, the Torah has to list it individually. Why does it say that? They're also among the parts that are skinned. It teaches you that you place the fats with the head. And you use the fats to cover the place where the makam of shechita was. This is the appropriate respectful conduct before Hashem Baruch Hu. Asher al-Mizbech, Shalohu a-Gezirin Yotzin, so the lock should not be protruding, Chutz la-Marocha, outside the arrangement of the fires. That's what al-Heitzim means. It should be on the fire, specifically. Pasuk Tes. The Kirvo, Kharov, Chasmaim, you shall wash the innards of its feet. The Kirva Kohen, as I call them, and the Kohen shall offer everything. Ha-Mizbecha, on the Mizbech, Ola, Yisherich, Nechoach, Hashem, and Ola, a fire offering, a pleasing fragrance to Hashem. Rashi says, Ola, the Shem Ola, Yakhtarenu, you should have in mind to burn it for the Ola. Yishay, Shiyashirikana, when he slaughters it, Yishokhul Shem, if you should slaughter it with intent for the fire, V'chol Isha, Lashon Ish. Anytime it says the word Isha, it means fire, which means fire in Old French. Or foyer. Nichoach, Nachas Ruach Lefana, it's a source of contentment for me, Shamar, Kibnasi, Ritzun, because Hashem said something to offer it, and he did my will by offering it. Pasugav Imin Atzon Karbanon, and if the offering was from Tzon, from a flock, meaning in Akvasim, even from sheep or goats, La'ola, for an Ola, Zachar Tudim Makabin, it should also be with a male, unblemished animal. Rashi says, V'imin Atzon, Vav, most of all in Rishon, the word Vav of V'im, the letter Vav from V'im, is adding to the previous discussion of the Ola that was offered by Avaka. Lama Hisag, why did the Torah interrupt? Meaning, why is there a new, why is there a break to add the Vav? Litin Revach Lamosha, this bone in Pasha Lapasha. Again, Rashi's trying to emphasize that Moshe needed, Moshe had this break to contemplate about one section to another. These are three limitations, exclusions, excluding an old animal, a sick animal, and a filthy animal. You should slaughter it on the side of the Mizbeach, Tzifon in the north, before Hashem, Zarku ben Aaron, HaKohanim, Estemo, HaMizbeach, and the sons of Aaron, the Kohanim, should throw the blood on the Mizbeach. Rashi says, Ayerach HaMizbeach, Atzah HaMizbeach, which means the side of the Mizbeach, Tzifon of Hashem, Ein Tzifon of Babama. Again, it looks like Hashem specifically, but on Mizbeach, on Obama, which is not looking like Hashem, you don't need it to be in the north. Also, give me a small tachos, you should cut it into pieces, as for a show, as Pedro, its head and its fats, where Racha Kuin of Sama, Itzim and the Kohen, Aaron, the Kohen should range them on the wood, Asher al Eish, which is on the fire, Asher al Mizbeach, which is on the Mizbeach. Also, give me a Bahakar, Bahakarim, Mechasmaim, and the innards and the feet should be washed. And the coin should offer everything, and it should offer it, burn it on the Mizbeach. Allahu, it's an Ola, Yishirach Nechoach Hashem, a fire offering, a present, a pleasant fragrance before Hashem.